check you out, man.
I may stay up, though.
Come here.
All right.
Don't move. Turn around.
In my pockets, take
give me your money.
Nervous.
I'm in line and back for this cat in the white tux. Nigga in back of me complaining, saying life sucks. And in my mind, I'm saying I agree with him inside. Cat in front of me turns around and asks why. And I'm like, excuse me? He like, why? Why do you agree? I'm like, I didn't say nothing, cousin. Do 180 degrees and leave me alone. He did, and I'm wondering how he heard what I was thinking. Looked around, no mouths, I'm moving thousand words. I'm hearing near in fear. I tapped this cat on his back. He turned around, I said, because. Then I sat and he asked, because what? I bring up my depressing childhood and what my mom endured. Raising three brats when on we were poor. Lived in Nevada, women's shelter. Soon we moved into a Section 8 apartment filled with roaches. Trying to cope with days of starving wasn't necessarily the projects, but far from the burbs. I hung around the wrong crowd, far from the nerves. Got used to robbing and selling, no other purpose in life. No conscious need, it wasn't searching for light. Had no belief in my system, I stayed on the block. Slinging those rocks, trying to stay on top. Always paying those cops to stay out my biz. Feeling for quicker results, I play with them kids who rob other dealers, ripping them off. And man, did it fail. My own niggas ratted me out, set me up in a fake robbery. I landed in jail.
Get off of me. Get off of me, man. Please, just set me up.
In jail, I got in a couple of fights, a couple of nights. I read the scriptures out of curiosity. I'm in hell, and I'm caught in a struggle of life. And trouble excites, but I read and figured out the true philosophy of the word, and it starts to change every part of my evil self. I start preaching to people and speaking of Jesus. I felt like I finally filled my emotional void, soon released from prison. I was back in the hood, see my nigga, start speaking with him. We walked, he told me he was still dealing, chasing them checks. I told him where I was, he gave me respect. We gave each other dap and separated. I went down the alley, got confronted by a man in a mask with a weapon, named it. The back of my dome demanded my cash. I gave it to him, heard a blast. In a flash, missed the past. Now I'm here in a line, telling you what just happened a second ago. I question my soul, sitting here feeling like I can't enter the gates, cause a nigga was saved only for a second. I'm a sinner with great big old skeletons in my closet. The man in white was staring at me like I lost it. He took a gulp and proceeded to tell me that life's a test, and only sucks if you can't pass it. From what you stated, your life was blessed, cause close to the end, you found who you needed to get to heaven. At that point, the line started to shift and split in two sections. I'm on the left, which goes to heaven for my struggles, and the guy in the white was on the right, which left me puzzled, cause that was the line that led to the gates of hell. He looked upon me with a smile and said my fate was spelled. The minute I started giving up on the faith, I gave my whole life to church. In the end, I give it up for the hate. Was raised in the word and lived my life according to the gospel. Talk to people in the streets, lived according to the model of the scriptures, but the struggle for the funds would overtake me. My family I couldn't support. My wife asked for divorce and I kept it in prayer, but never received a response. So I took it upon myself and took another man's soul.
Don't move.
Talk to another brother.